Now, sport could be life-changing for young people, and that is the hope of a brand new partnership between the Cabot Learning Foundation and the Bristol Bears Foundation. Its aim is to help students who might be struggling in school to build their confidence, their motivation, and give them a sense of belonging. I know sport has done that for so many people, and I'm really, really excited to hear more. They've already been doing a session with none other than the brilliant Bears scrum half, Mr. Harry Randall.
No, I thought it was very exciting to just see what activities and drills we were doing today. I really enjoyed it.
It's good to like be able to communicate and stuff, because in jobs and interviews, when you're older, like you need to be able to like talk about things that you're interested in.
You need to try out everything, because you never know what's going to come your way. So it's better to be more prepared with, like, instead of just sitting in a class, not really socializing, like meeting new people, like learning social skills. It brings up your confidence as well, which is great for the future.
What do you reckon then?
Oh, we did well, but we need to space out a bit.
That's the one, I reckon.
Firstly, you know, as a team sport, you know, it gives you that drive to work together, that teamwork, you know, that communication brings out those kind of characteristics in people, which is brilliant, and can help them in all areas of life, not just rugby and sport.
The man himself, the Bristol Bears scrum half, Harry Randall, who's been doing a session with the students at City Academy as part of this brilliant new partnership between the Cabot Learning Federation and the Bristol Bears Foundation. So, to tell me more, I'm joined by Andrew Bell, who's the partnership managers at the CLF, which is almost like the KLF, but and equally as exciting, I'm sure. And the wonderful Jamie Skinner, the CEO of the Bristol Bears Foundation. Good morning, chaps.
Good morning, James.
Morning, thanks for having us.
Oh, no, it's a real pleasure. Let's start with you then, Jamie. This partnership come about?
Sure. So the club have an existing relationship with the Cabot Learning Federation, and really this is the next step to that for Bristol Bears Foundation, whereby we'll be having a full-time member of staff based at City Academy School.
Oh, wicked.
Which is incredible. To provide one-to-one mentoring, targeted group interventions, and really using sport in rugby to do something different and to support students with reaching their full potential.
So what happens then in terms of the CLF, Andrew, like, you know, do you talk to Bears about your specific needs, what you think the school could really benefit from, and you work collaboratively, kind of hand in glove, to work something out?
Yeah, I think it kind of starts like that. We understand the challenges and the needs of young people, not only across the city. Cabot Learning Federation, we're from Tewkesbury all the way down to Chard. We've got 18,000 young people who all have their own individual challenges and things that they're going through. And for us in Bristol, we know the Bears are, you know, even for those who don't maybe follow rugby, it's a recognizable brand. They've got young adult role models. Think about the likes of Harry Randall, Ellis Genge, the list can go on. And so when we're looking at ways of supporting our schools to improve attendance, which is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face across secondary schools across the whole country, we need to be creative about how we encourage them to come into school. And so working with Jamie and the team at the Bears Foundation, we were able to have a conversation and just say, do you know, what are the ways that we could perhaps encourage our young people to engage in their learning more, develop the characteristics that Harry Randall was just talking about there. And the great thing is that the Bears Foundation have got some excellent programs that can help boys, girls, mixed groups. So yeah, what we've actually come up with is, as Jamie suggested there, having a full-time member of staff who can build proper quality relationships with young people. And Teresa, who's in post, she's going to be the reason a lot of young people come to school. And once they're in the building, we know that our colleagues, we've got some fantastic colleagues across all the schools, they will then work their magic. And we'll give them the best chance.
That's what I love about it, Jamie, is that sport doesn't have to be vocational, does it? I played rugby, I played football, I played cricket, and anyone who's ever played in any of those teams with me will tell you that I was never going to make it as a professional in any of those things. But the camaraderie, the discipline, the sense of friendship, the sense of belonging, all those things are just so inextricably woven in the fabric of sport, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the values that you've just listed there, Joe, is absolutely what we try to instill in young people, and really capturing the values of Bristol Bears as a club, and that really, you know, is the golden thread with what we deliver day in, day out with the young people that we're working with trying to instill those values and using positive role models like our players to be able to raise the aspirations for young people.
And that's the thing, Andrew, isn't it? Because it is, you know, of course, it improves attendance, but you say you want to improve self-confidence, like kind of sense of fitting in, that sense of belonging. All those things are things that help those kids with their tool belt in order to, long after they've spent time at the academy.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, we saw it just last week when we had a group having an experience with Harry Randall and Joe Jenkins. And I think what's the important part here is if you give a young person opportunity to learn something new, and they're enthused by that and they get that appetite, then say, okay, well, what else can I learn? Or what else is out there for me? So Jamie hits the nail on the head there with regards to ambition and aspiration.
Yeah.
If you look, one of the biggest, probably the biggest images on the horizon in Bristol is the stadium. Look at the opportunity at the stadium. And like you say, Joe, not everyone's blessed to be a professional athlete, but the opportunity there, whether you're a DJ on match day or, you know, you're running security.
Yeah.
And I think for us, having our children and young people to look around the city and see the amazing opportunities, like working for a brand like Bristol Bears, Bristol Sport, Ashton Gate, there's so much cool stuff that goes on. You know,
really
go
is.
And work at a concert.
Yeah. Like
that doesn't happen every day, but it could happen to the young people in our city. So this is why it's really important, I think, just giving that curiosity, that enthusiasm to learn. And like we saw the girls in the group throwing a rugby ball about, They already knew a lot of the common language more than Rans did. They were identifying space, and so it was really exciting to see.
Yeah, I think it's just doing something different, isn't it? I think we recognise that for some young people, the traditional classroom setting doesn't quite work for them.
Absolutely.
So actually, by, you know, using positive role models, doing something different can really, as you say, Andrew, capture the imagination, create that spark for them to go on and really fulfill their potential in school, mm-hmm. And go on and to be, you know, good citizens and aspirationally achieve the things that they want to achieve.
Yeah, and I think that's it, being really good citizens and understanding how you can have a positive impact as you're developing and going through your years of education and then starting to look afterwards. And I think what's really interesting from what James talked about there is, again, young people who do have experienced challenges in their learning, they actually then become the best pastoral support colleagues.
Of course they do.
And again, it's almost preparing.
Lived experience.
Yeah, exactly. And it's at City Academy, we've got some excellent colleagues who, again, are role models. Our inclusion manager there, Hardeep Consul, he's just absolutely fantastic in terms of bringing the diverse communities together within City Academy. I think, again, City Academy itself, if you think about that for a moment, is such an interesting school. 52 first languages spoken.
Wow.
Which is just an amazing just mixture of ideas and thoughts. And then to drop rugby on top of that, we may unearth somebody who's an excellent athlete, but they just don't know. Yeah. But also we're going to just give an opportunity for some really kind of young people with some huge potential just to see new things.
Well, you won one already. Rans was there itself. Is it always going to be so star-studded? How did it go?
I mean, I think from our perspective, from a particularly club side, you know, one of our big drivers is building a stronger sense of connection between our club and the community,
yeah.
And having people like Harry Randall go out to school and be able to build a connection with young people that, you know, for those that are rugby fans and looking up to him on a Saturday afternoon is huge. And I think that's the stardust that the brand in Bristol Bears can give, right? In terms of actually opportunities to come to Ashton Gate for those families that couldn't necessarily access a ticket, opportunities at our high performance centre. So really starting to build, that stronger connection between our club and community. Next week, we've got our Bears Giving Back Day, Joe, where we've got our whole squad, both men's and women's, coming out into the community to give back, which is absolutely incredible. So again, another example of our club, giving back their time.
I've seen Genji out and about. I saw Jake Woolmore the other day out there doing stuff. I've seen Sarah Byrne going out there and doing stuff, and Laura Atkin-Davis. Like, I've seen these people put their money where their mouth is, and they really are role models. And I think that is, to the Bears' eternal credit, I want to thank you both for coming in and keep up the good work. It's such a brilliant, brilliant initiative. That's Andrew Bell from the Cabot Learning Federation and Jamie Skinner from Bristol Bears Foundation on this wonderful new partnership between them. It's just aimed at helping students who might otherwise struggle with school to build confidence, motivation, and a sense of belonging. And that is what sport does.